Now, you were asking about Clarence Frogman Henry, too.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of his. He's got a great song that just stuck in my head. What is it called? I Don't Know Why I Love You, But I Do, or just But I Do.
But I Do.
But I Do. It's just a great song, great tune. So I did a TV show for 3 years, and I think I sang that on every break, every time I walked out. I don't know why I love you, why I'm dreaming of you. I only know I love you like I do. People would go, Chris, get back here and film.
That's a big horn number. I don't remember you cutting any tracks with horns.
We've cut a few things with horns, not a ton. We just on our Christmas album, we did "Hey Santa," and I had "Hey Santa" has got a pair like in the middle of a rockabilly thing. All of a sudden, come in mariachi horns, and I went, "Life is good, man. Life is rich. I don't care what.
With murder,
I don't care what kind of." Trials and tribulations you're having in your life. I don't care if today, just a half an hour ago, the doctor handed you an x-ray and pointed out two things and said, this is a normal esophagus and this is yours. Ignore him. You put on some mariachi music and feel good, baby. That's the best thing.
Right.
You guys like mariachi music. I've heard you sing it in public.
We sing and get a little bit. Lucha. Por separarnos, pero es inútil. Nuestro amor es tan grande. Sorry, hurt myself there. I wasn't actually part of the singing. I caught something on the edge of the table there. Oh, there. No, I remember with you sitting and learning songs in Spanish at your old house, which, by the way, speaking to Kenny, I'm walking through Kenny's old neighborhood, which was... Like Clement.
Yeah, the rich man.
You out like he's like out in 4th and Clement.
Didn't they call him the mayor of 3rd Avenue?
He was the mayor of Clement. I mean, I'm serious. I still walk down Clement Street, and I had a TV show. I live in San Francisco. I had a band here forever. I walk down Clement Street. I dress. I wear the same clothes I wear on the record on purpose. Comb my hair just like the album. A lot of times I carry the album right in front of me on a little wheelie. People walk up to me and they'll go, you're Chris Isaac, right? And I'm big smile. Yeah. Hey, say hi to Kenny. I'm not kidding you. That happens like 20 times a day. And last time
I've done it myself.
Last time I'm walking down Clement Street, and some guy walks up and he goes, hey, you're Chris Isaac, right? And I go, yeah. He goes, yeah, yeah. Say hi to Kenny. I go, nah, I don't say hi to Kenny for nobody. I don't do that. And he goes, yeah, I live in his old house.
Right.
Do you know this guy? He goes, I live in his old house. I go, well, I can imagine the hell you go through.
The ghosts.
Night and day, people knocking on the door.
You're one of the few people that actually has their own theme song. Did you know it was a theme song when you were writing it?
No, I kind of picked something out of mind that I thought this is perfect for our TV show. You know, I mean, I always got a lot of songs ready. I mean, I always have, you can go to my house. If I died today, they could still have 6 more records come out, right?
Woohoo!
Kenny would sing them.
Chris Isaac yeah. Revisited, we would
That's
call
right.
it.
The lost tapes. I keep a lot of stuff always going, so I had that. I had something I'd been working on, and I said, this is perfect for a TV show. Upbeat and straight ahead.
Yeah.
I'm the original American boy. Love you, baby, with all my heart. 10 times better than those movie stars. It's what you see, it's what you are. I'm an old James Dean, baby, but you know I care. If you ever need me, I'll be there. Always there. Don't you know I love you more each day? Don't you know I always feel this way? You can count on me, I'm here to stay. If I say sigh, come on baby, take a ride. Take you places that we've never been. Don't be shy, hop on in. Out in Hollywood, baby, you can't find a friend. They all say they love you, but it's just pretend. Mine never ends.
Was a theme song for the TV show, and I still have I had a good time doing that show, and I always laugh. I see that, you know, I never watch the show longer than I see just the credits come on, but I like to watch just the credits. And it was like we shot that really early on in the show, and you know, anything else, and it's just fun to see my whole band, because it reminds me that the day before we started shooting, you know, just to let people know what the process is, you start by having meetings with people in L.A. Some executive says, you'd be funny on a TV show. We want to have a meeting. So you go and you order lobster. And you think, I don't care what happens. I'm going to get a lobster out of this. Well, I mean, I had like 23 meetings. And I was going, man, I'm gaining weight. I've ate a lot of lobster. But it's, you know, this is great. I'm getting a lobster a week out of this. And finally, they ran out of executives, and I'm having a meeting with this guy. And he goes, okay, let's do it. Let's do the show. And I went like, excuse me? I really don't do a show. I just have these meetings and eat the lobster, you know? So no, he goes like, no, let's do it. So then I go back and we, you know, the band gets ready to do the show. Remember we had.
Well, yeah. Then they say, and you're going to do it in Canada, by the way.
Yeah. So what? We do all this rehearsing. We get ready. We go down to, it's like the night before we're going to start filming the show. And I all of a sudden woke up in the middle of the night and I sat up in bed and I'm serious. And this is the thought. I went, this is something Michael J. Fox does. I don't do this. Like Michael J. Fox doesn't go out and do live gigs and write music, and I don't do TV, and neither does my band. Not at all. I go like none of them. I mean, I did a few movies, but I was just like there on by bad luck on some producer's part or something. They hired me, but
it is pretty funny in retrospect. They just threw us in the fire.
I mean, Kenny'd never done anything really on. No. We'd done a lot of interviews, but he'd never done TV. Rolly, Herschel, never. And all of a sudden, the next day, we're up there, you know, I go, you know, Michael J. Fox can act. We can't.
And learning lines.
Oh, man.
I mean, Chris, you know, he had an avalanche of lines to learn every day. But that's a skill to learn. I always felt sorry when we'd have people come on the show, and if they gave them more than four lines, I went, oh, boy. You know, I felt sorry for them, because that's a lot of lines to learn. Like, I remember sitting in my trailer with Billy Joe from Green Day. Because he had a big stack. And I said, right. I said, you want to run these? Because I feel your pain. He goes, yeah. And we ran it about 50 times. You know, yeah. I fed him his line. And he was perfect. But it's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure when you go to do, when you do something you've never done before. And you go, I just want to make stupid mistakes. Like, you know, they go, all right, camera's up to speed. And you start saying your lines. And they go, no, we didn't say action yet. But you know you're so nervous. You know, like you don't know. You're just a beginner. You're going like, oh, please don't make any major mistakes the first day.
And it goes ring, and like dozens of people have to go back in their first position, and you're like, you're the idiot that caused it. You're like, oh god, you know.
But we had great people and had a lot of fun doing that. A lot of fun.
How hard was it to write a theme song?
That was taken, man.
Or McHale's Navy. They had the straight one, they had the one that swung. The second season, they swung it.
You know, it's funny, one time we're talking about McHale's Navy, and we're just, you know, we live on a bus together, so all, you know, eventually you've talked about everything. We're talking about the theme song, McHale's Navy, and I said, you know, that song, as upbeat as it always depresses me. And everybody kind of looks at me, and I go, well, and somebody, I think you said the same thing. I go, yeah, because it came on Sunday night, and it just was late enough that I went, damn, I didn't do my homework.
Bonanza.
You know what I mean? And it was that awful feeling as a kid. And I still have that. You know, I thought I'd grow out of it. As an adult, it's still that kind of feeling. Well, once in a while, it's like, Chris, it's Friday, and on Monday, you start recording. Oh, I didn't finish the song. It's like, you know, but like Sunday night, I'd be laying there in my house, and my parents, you know, it was about ready for me to go to bed, and not making a word, so you don't want to say nothing, so because you don't want your parents to go to bed, you little rugrat. And all of a sudden it was da 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 da, and it would start, and you go, I don't have time to do my homework. I got to go to bed, and I don't have my homework done. And then you know what happens, kids? You end up a musician.
You know that old story about the kid who tells his mother that he wants to grow up and be a musician, and she says, well, you can't do both.
I never dreamed that I'd meet somebody like you. And I never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you. No, I don't wanna fall in love. No,
Wicked Game, Chris Isaac, our guest tonight on Salvin' on the City, along with Kenny Dale Johnson, and we'll be right back with more.
You pulled out some love.